Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and all of you of the importance, the beauty, and the benefits of this holy month, this month of Ramadan. When Allah sent down the Quran for the benefit of all of the human beings, it was on a special night, a night called Laylatul Qadr, the night of predestination, the night of destiny, or the night of power. Exactly what does that mean? Well, first of all, the word Qadr in Arabic language lets us understand that Allah is in complete charge all the time, that Allah has the control, and Allah is making everything happen the way that He wants it to happen. There are no mistakes in the universe. Everything happens for a reason. And there is nothing that takes place except that it has good in it. Even evil itself, when we look to things that are around us, we say, oh, this is bad, and that's bad. There may be evil in there, but ultimately, everything always works for good. We know that there is no such thing as evil having its own entity, like a devil who has power. The devil we know about has no power at all. All the power always remains with Allah. That word Qadr is very important to us, because actually Allah is Al-Qadir. He's the one from where all power is coming from to start with. He's in complete control. So this puts our mind at ease from the beginning, that no matter what happens, it will always be by the Qadr of Allah. And this Qadr, this night that the Quran came down, is one of many great examples that we find around us. The night of revelation of Quran marks a change in history from the beginning of time itself until that moment. People around the world could not have known anything more than just what maybe a local prophet who came to them. But when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was entrusted with this message, it began something that changed the destiny forever. Because it might have appeared to the rest of us that, oh, there's no way, when we see the horrible oppression, aggression, what's called in Arabic bulum, that was on this planet, everywhere, not just in the Arabian Peninsula. We know it was a time of what they call ignorance, or the time or period of jahiliyyah. What we found, actually, that it was so bad in Europe and other parts of the world that a woman, for instance, just one of many things, a woman had no rights. At a time when the church was considering whether or not a woman even had a soul. And in some places, girls were being sacrificed to volcanoes. And in Egypt, they were throwing girls into the river, the Nile River, hoping that that would appease the river god to give them more water. And there's no end to the mistreatment of the women in the Arab Peninsula. But yet when the Quran came, it gave women full status and rights. And again, this is only one of the many things that came with the Quran to change things for the better. When we talk about the Qadr of Allah, we have to realize that it's not from you or I. It's not for our approval or disapproval, but it is from Him. And what we have to begin to realize is that in it, there will always be good, regardless of what we might see as evil. And throughout this month, we'll see things happen around us, but we have to remember that Allah is in control, always in control. And everything will always work for good for those who believe and work the deeds of righteousness. That's a very good reminder for us, just to begin to think about, what do I believe and why do I believe it? And what are my actions? Do my actions that I do every day really reflect that belief? Leave the bigger things for Almighty Allah and be more concerned about ourselves. That is one of the most beautiful teachings in Islam. Allah has it all in His control. It's all in His Qadr. He's got the whole universe in His hands. Don't worry about it. Just take care of yourself. Don't let your worries go beyond what you can deal with. And that's a very beautiful wisdom and a lovely reminder for all of us. And one of the Ramadan reminders. Visit our website for more about this at RamadanReminders.com. www.RamadanReminders.com. And until next time, this is Yusuf Estes saying peace. Assalamu alaikum.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان رمضان والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان والمسلمون الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان